tiny pinprick of light appears in the center of the gloom. The pinprick doubles in size. Suddenly, growing tenfold, surrounded by a dazzling blue corona of light. The shimmering light draws closer. A thin golden ring encircles the central white core of light. The dazzling aura draws ever closer. The blue aura slips behind a donut-shaped transparent sphere on the left of the screen. A black sphere moves slowly towards the hole in the transparent sphere. As the black circle moves in closer, the donut sphere becomes opaque and dark, its rim silvery, illuminated by the aurora behind it. The tiny white pinprick is in the center of the sphere. The pinprick of light travels speedily from right to left. It appears to be guiding the black sphere towards the waiting sphere. As they slot together, they blot out any remaining light. In a black circle with a shiny grey surround, the tiny pinprick of light appears just left of center. The shiny smooth surround, resembling in its width and texture a life belt on a ship, begins to reduce in width as the central black circle grows. The surround disappears altogether, leaving just a huge black circle with a piercingly white light near its left-hand rim. In its place, on a white background, a huge light brown iris fills the space, the white dot to the left of the black pupil. The iris faintly pulsates. Under the skin. A cascade of water at night rushes down a snow-covered slope. A barely discernible silvery strip of road slices between menacing dark hills. A tiny light appears at the distant end of the winding road. It's the headlight of a motorbike, travelling through the pre-dawn darkness. The bike roars into view. A triangle of light sky contrasts with the sharp angular lines of the hills as the bike continues its journey. Out of total darkness, the faint and indistinct lights of passing traffic. Close-up front view of the helmeted biker. Now the bike's headlamps shine out, lighting up the road in front of it as it travels. It passes a parked white van and veers to the side of an otherwise deserted piece of road. The lights are switched off. The rider takes off his helmet, secures the bike, and walks off, marching down a patch of rough ground into the darkness, with a backpack attached to his biker jacket. The faint lights of a distant town twinkle on the horizon. The biker returns with a female body slung over his shoulder. The arms of the body swing free as he walks. He strides on towards the white van, parked up ahead. The young female lies inert in a white space, her tendril-like black hair giving her the look of a dead Medusa, her mouth gaping, her eyes staring. Her high-heeled shoes are removed, her belt is unbuckled, her skirt is tugged at. The skirt is being pulled down by a young woman with thick, short, black hair, who is entirely naked. In this empty white space, the two women are sharply silhouetted, the one prone, the other kneeling, as she tugs off the other's denim skirt. Now the naked woman is pulling off laddered black lacy tights and the dead woman's red thong. She sits the inert woman up and removes her jacket. She pulls off the dead woman's top, then lets her flop back down and starts to put on the bra she's just removed. She pulls up the tights, eases on the top, the skirt, ending up with the short jacket. She steps into the high-heeled shoes and crouches down to do up the straps. She peers down at the inert woman, contemplating her lifeless face. She crouches down and with a finger picks up something from the dead woman's stomach. She raises her hand and examines it closely. It's an ant that she lets scurry from one finger to another. In huge close-up, its antenna and feet flick in agitation. Outside, a high-rise building is shrouded in cloud. Three faint lights separate in the gloom. The fully dressed, raven-haired female comes down a set of stairs in the unlit building. Outside, in the pre-dawn gloom, the biker pushes his bike alongside the white van and secures the footbrake. He goes to the open back doors of the van. He shuts the doors, and the female climbs behind the wheel. She reaches for a wallet in the glove compartment. She takes out the ignition key as the biker disappears off down the road, the sky above beginning to lighten. She pulls away from the curb, driving past a motionless crane and buildings with unlit windows and bare trees. In broad daylight, she's seen from the back as she rides an escalator down to the busy concourse of a crowded British shopping mall. Without breaking step, she walks in a straight line past the shoppers and the freestanding stalls selling gifts. She passes well-known high street names without looking left or right, her head bolt upright, with just the wallet in her right hand. She passes unnoticed by the people milling round. In a shop, she runs her fingers over a couple of fake fur coats, a pink V-neck jumper, and a pair of black fur-lined suede ankle boots. At a makeup counter, she examines a lipstick. Nearby, a woman is having blush applied to her cheeks, another's having cream rubbed into her arms, a third is having her eyes made up, and a fourth is shown her reflection. In the white van, the mystery female, looking into the mirror of a powder compact, applies lipstick to her full lips. Something catches her eye and she closes the compact. The van is parked up in a grimy street outside a building with the shutters pulled down. She drives down a Glasgow street, passing a few early risers on their way to work. She steers the van closer to the curb as if wanting to get a closer look at a young guy who's walking along the pavement, staring into his mobile. Other men hurry by on their own. A red-headed guy wearing headphones, and a rusty-colored scarf crosses the street in front of the van. Men of all ages, students, pensioners, businessmen, all going about their business on a grey Glasgow morning. The van drives on past these lone males, then finds itself caught up in a wave of Celtic supporters filling the street. The female watches them stream past her. Carefully, she turns the wheel and drives on, leaving them behind. Wearing a fake fur coat, her impassive face is now visible. Heavy brown eyebrows, large dark green eyes, a slightly turned up nose, and full red rosebud lips.